It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. In April, General Frank Klotz became just the fourth person to head the National Nuclear Security Administration. NNSA oversees the security of nuclear materials at the Y-12 plant in Oak Ridge and at other sites across the USA. This week, he made his first official visit to Y-12. As the second anniversary of a high-profile security breach approaches, Klotz spoke with me about what changes have been made since the break-in and Y-12's role in the future of nuclear weapons production.
Well, a number of changes have been made since the security incident a couple years ago. There has been a great stress placed on ensuring that the sensors, which are part of the overall security system, are fixed immediately, that the number of nuisance alarms that occur, in other words, an alarm happens when in fact nothing has set it off, are reduced, and that people are held accountable for making sure that those things take place. There's also been a great emphasis placed on the training and professionalism of the protective force to ensure that they will treat any indication that there might be an incident taking place with utmost seriousness. In other words, treat any particular violation of the security system as a potential threat that requires the same level of effort as they respond to it.
Just about 1 year ago this week, your boss, the Energy Secretary, Ernest Moniz, made his first official visit to Oak Ridge, and at that time he called the security breach unacceptable, and he alluded to some of the changes that you and I just talked about here. Tell me about how his vision, the DOE's vision, was articulated to you when you came into your post in April of this year.
Well, Secretary Moniz has a long background in not only the energy sector, that is a large part of his portfolio, but he has personal deep insight into the nuclear security part of his portfolio. So I think he is the right person at the right time to lead the Department of Energy as we deal with issues not only on the president's energy agenda and the president's environmental agenda, but as we approach issues associated with the National Nuclear Security Enterprise. You know, we're now in the process as a nation of maintaining a nuclear arsenal without conducting nuclear tests. In fact, we have had a moratorium on nuclear explosive testing since 1992. So we have to have a program which very, very carefully surveys the existing stockpile to make sure that there aren't any age-related problems that are beginning to creep in to affect the effectiveness of that stockpile. At the same time, we're in the process of doing life extension programs for several of the weapons that are part of America's nuclear arsenal. So a secretary who understands that particular part of the business extraordinarily well, as is the case with Secretary Moniz, I think is a great benefit to the country, and certainly a great benefit to the National Nuclear Security Administration.
You made a reference just a second ago to life extension programs. What does that mean?
A life extension program is an effort we undertake to take one of our existing nuclear weapons and change out those components which need to be changed out as a result of age. Now, a nuclear weapon is essentially a mechanical device, but it has a number of components in it that are made up of various types of compounds or chemicals or plastics that over time age. And so you have to periodically open the weapon up and replace those components. In the process, you may also use components that are manufactured differently today than they were in the past in order to make sure that you have the most effective component that's possible.
What is Y-12's role in extending the life of some of those products you're talking about?
Well, Y-12 plays an extraordinarily important role across the nuclear security enterprise. Y-12 is essentially the uranium center of excellence, not just for the nuclear security enterprise, but for the entire nation. So the process of one surveying the existing stockpile by periodically withdrawing one or two weapons and opening them up to see if there's any sort of age-related problems developing, Y-12 plays a central role in that. And in the process of doing the life extension programs, remanufacturing, refurbishing many of the components that go inside a nuclear weapon, again, Y-12 is one of our major production facilities, also plays a direct role in that process. So they are very much an integral and indispensable, irreplaceable part of that entire process of extending the life of our stockpile. As I said, without conducting nuclear explosive testing and without developing new nuclear weapons.
Well, naturally, we here in East Tennessee always think of Y-12 when we think of nuclear facilities because it's been here for 70 years and is right here in our backyard. But there are NNSA-related and affiliated facilities in at least six states, from South Carolina to California. So talk about how the break-in here influenced security protocols and processes that be carried out at all those other facilities.
Well, recall that I have been the administrator for exactly 6 weeks. So what I know about what was done in the previous 2 years as a result of that is based on what I have been briefed and what I've had an opportunity to read. My understanding is that it resulted in a very systematic and thorough look at the security procedures, the organization for security, the manning for security, the equipment and tools used in the security process across the entire enterprise. So as a result of that, I think there has been a strengthening across all of NNSA's eight major sites in response to the incident that took place here.
You just made an allusion to the fact that you've had the job for only 6 weeks, I guess, officially. What has the learning curve been like? I'd note that you do have a background in this field, but surely there's a lot of homework that has to be done to be the administrator.
There is a lot of homework that needs to be done to be the administrator. I am able to draw upon my experience of 39 years in the military working with the nuclear mission, and that has been a great help. What's also been a great help is just the high quality of the people that work within the whole nuclear security enterprise, whether they are at NNSA headquarters, in the field office, in the laboratories, in the plants at our test site. They have been very generous with their time and very careful to prepare me for this role as well as the decisions that I will have to participate in the role of administrator.
You're only the fourth person to hold the title Undersecretary of Nuclear Security since the NNSA was created 14 years ago, still a relatively new federal agency. What's your philosophy then about the right approach to managing that administration?
Well, my philosophy is summed up in a simple phrase: mission first, people always. So the two things that we need to do are keep a focus on what our mission is, and our mission is multivariate, but it includes, maintaining the safety, security, and reliability and effectiveness of the nation's nuclear arsenal. It also entails important responsibilities in the area of nuclear nonproliferation and preventing nuclear terrorism. Because we have this vast intellectual wealth that understands nuclear materials and nuclear weapons intimately, we can bring to bear a lot of expertise and experience in helping ensure that we could detect the telltale signs that some other nation or some non-state group was contemplating or even seriously embarking upon developing nuclear weapons or a nuclear terrorist device. So we are very, very much involved in the Washington interagency process and bringing that type of scientific and engineering expertise to bear on the problems associated with nonproliferation and nuclear terrorism. The second half of that is people always. Nothing gets done except that which is done by people. So the people involved in this enterprise are some of the most talented, well-educated, experienced scientists, engineers, technicians, administrative specialists in the world. It's no secret that a large part of our workforce is starting to get older, like I am, and approaching retirement. Therefore, we have to be very, very systematic and thorough in making sure that we are recruiting, retaining, and professionally developing the right people. It's not something that happens automatically. It's something that has to be done with great forethought and follow up to make sure that, in fact, we are developing our people in a way that they can assume positions of leadership and responsibility later on in their careers.
Frank Klotz is the administrator of the National Nuclear Security Administration. We're speaking at Y-12 in Anderson County. Administrator Klotz, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.